Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey, I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? It is today. It was Tuesday today, and Tuesday means new music came out today, and because I don't have anything else lined up, I'm going to review a couple of new records that came out. It was actually a pretty slow day as far as new releases are concerned. The two releases I found that I'm going to review here are going to be Blood Pressures by The Kills, and Jim Jones also has a new record out. It's called something. It's called Capo. Jim Jones from the... Oh, what the hell? Why can't I think of what crew he's from? The Diplo. He's Diplo. Diplomats. That's right. He's like the CEO of the Dipset. Out of Harlem, New York. So yeah, I'm going to review that right now, as a matter of fact. Let's do it. All right. So, Jim Jones is the CEO of The Diplomats, a Harlem, New York-based hip-hop crew, and Jim Jones has just released a new record, and it's entitled Capo, and here's the first track off of Capo. I'm thinking of Cowpote. He should have named it Cowpote. That would have been a better choice, I think. All right, the first track off of Jim Jones's new Capo is an introduction featuring Sin City and Chick Santana. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, damn, you spent 50 on a Rolex? Alright, track number two is called Deep Blue, featuring Chick Santana. Oh, my bad, it's Chink Santana. Chink Santana. C-H-I-N-K. Blah blah blah. Actually, you know what? That was actually okay. I have full disclosure, kids. I listened to a little bit of the record before I went on the air, and honestly, that's probably one of the best tracks in the whole thing. That was track number two. Deep Blue by featuring Chink Santana. Yeah. All right, let's go to track number three now. This is Carton of Milk featuring The Game. Track number four is The Paper, also featuring Chink Santana. Blah, 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 blah. Track number five is Heart Attack, featuring Sin City. Body like a Trina? What the fuck does that mean? Moving on. This one's Everybody Jones featuring... Oh, no, I skipped one. Did I play this one? Heart Attack featuring Sin City? Oh, that's the one I just played. That was all right. All right, track number six is Everybody Jones featuring Aaron LaCrate. Way too cool, you could get a sweater? Flying right over my head, Jim Jones. Good old Capo bringing it. That was Everybody Jones featuring Aaron LaCrate, although I didn't hear LaCrate in there. Let's see. Track number seven is Drops is out. I don't even know what drops are. Drops like eye drops. Featuring Raekwon, Mel Matrix, and Sin City. I keep the car clean, truck dirty. See that? So do I look like a fucking worry? Do I look like the type about to talk to jury? Say all black Z, Raiders, full magazine for the haters. Fader. Get that one? You want beef? That was okay. I'll give him that one. Track number eight is Let Me Fly, featuring Rel. Oh, damn, yeah. Oh, damn. Track number nine is Getting the Money, featuring Cam'ron and Lady H. Oh, my God. Track 10, Take a Bow, featuring Lloyd Banks, Prodigy, and Sin City. And I need a Spice Girl, she can be my boss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I keep blowing weed Dutch after Dutch. I made a call and throw the phone away.
Nice try. Track number 11 is Perfect Day featuring Chink Santana and Logic.
She got the babysitter watching the kids. She getting sexy in a hero dress. She gonna party all her troubles away. She must be thinking about a perfect day.
I'll give him that one. That was okay. Seems to me like when Capo kind of slows things down and chills out a little bit and isn't so, like, in your face with the 808 kick drum or whatever the hell that was. When he's not doing that, he's doing okay. And that was all right. Track 12 is Changing the Locks featuring Ashanti. I'm not feeling it. Sorry, Ashanti and Capo. Track 14 is God Bless the Child featuring Wyclef.
But that's my cousin selling crack, and that's me with the black and white noble price and rap. In the world he came real.
Moving on to track number 14, that's the name of the track. Literally, Itza. No, I'm being serious. It's called Itza. And it's the only track on the entire record that features Jim Jones featuring Jim Jones and nobody else.
Roll murder, should you stroll? What the fuck is up? Going hard to party all night until the sun come up. Getting cold, yeah, y'all should buckle up. Game get chilly like the...
Alrighty. So there you have it. That's Jim Jones' newest, in nutshell, Capo. I think I liked maybe, two or three in the whole thing. And one of the tracks that I did give a thumbs up to is Drops Is Out. Even though I don't understand it, maybe I will if I really listen to the lyrics. But here it is from the new one from Jim Jones. This is Drops Is Out featuring Raekwon, Mel Matrix, and Sen City, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be back with more in just a minute. Stick around.
The drops is out, the bars come out. Hold the dice, here come the cops, I'm out. Pinky rain hanging out the window like you so crazy. Bitch, I'm a walking photo, feel me, baby.
Loco, go. Wasn't the type that you could talk sense to.
Nah,
I was trying to see what dollars make sense to.
What's
that called? I was buying V's, no type of dentures. I made them holler when I finally brought the bend through. Speed into my flight, Grand Central. MIA in a Lamborghini Rancho. Until my team still mixing up the birdies. And call the horses in my V Kentucky Derby. All the whores in my V, they fucking slurp me. I keep the car clean, truck dirty. So do I look like I'm fucking worried? Do I look like the type about to talk his jury? All black V, Raiders. Full magazine for the haters. Fader.
Get that one?
You want beef, get it catered. If you think you blew up, you get deflated.
Drops is out, the bras come out. Hold the dice, here come the cops, I'm out. Pinky ring hanging out the window like you so crazy. Bitch, I'm a walking photo, feel me, bitch. Drops is out, the bras come out. Hold the dice, here come the cops, I'm out. Pinky ring hanging out the window like you so crazy.
Diamond up frosties, horse feet, how much it costs? Bow it up like Riddick, yo, who bought weed? Fly killers, big boat wheelers, four sailors, 100 niggas dusted on the dime, drove fillies, special, all my perpetual, range is sectional, jumping in and out like pussy and vegetables, lasers for the lame since we painted. Hey yo, make a mural in your mouth, shame touches, Godfather ethics, Felidrix, push you to sleep, then wake you up again, it's blowing the remix, fast knots, we crash yachts, put 100 up in a pot, back my way out with a wooden Glock, Ruger shot, this my doula, keep it real or we both iller, week later, yo, suit a lot, how many of y'all twats? SWAT. I'd rather leave the real on a strong block. I'd rather leave the real on a strong
the
block.
Out, the bras come out. Hold the dice, here come the cops, I'm out. Pinky ring hanging out the window like, you so crazy. Bitch, I'm a walking photo, feel me, bitch. Out, the bras come out. Hold the dice, here come the cops, I'm out. Pinky ring hanging out the window like, you so crazy. Bitch, I'm a walking photo, feel me, baby.
Tattoos back in this one. Let's get him. These is foreign artillery too. Fetters for getting bread and jewelry. Book fetters. Below zero to bezel just to freeze time. Lane shooter paid when needed, never to squeeze mine. On deck. Pursuing paper, alleviating the problems though. Consequences definite. All my homies is marble though. Die for a dollar, call it the root of evil. Ribs get the touch in your right hand and leave you. Yeah, I keep guns when I'm glistening. Drop a bag off just to get a full missing. And count paper on my spare time. When the beats pop, let the homie get the spare now. Lost 48, yeah, you better fear mine. Bullets leave the chamber and the shells burn your head. Yeah, forever in the river paper. I do a fool dirty and deal with the case later.
Drop shit out, the bras come out. Hold the dice, here come the cops, I'm out. Pinky ring hanging out the window like, you so crazy. Bitch, I'm a walking photo, feel me, bitch. Try me out, the bras come out. Hold the dice, here come the cops, I'm out. Pinky ring hanging out the window like, you so crazy. Bitch, I'm a walking photo, feel me, baby.
Oh yeah, that was, what's his name? Jim Jones. Capo, off of his new one called Capo. Vince in the Bay back here with you, taking your calls a little bit later. I'm not going to get to calls just yet. Stick around. I'll be back soon to take your calls. I got some other business I want to catch up on here. So over the weekend, I was in San Francisco, downtown at the Moscone Center for WonderCon, and I had a fucking blast. Big ups to everybody who was at WonderCon, especially the people who dressed up. An amazing time just walking around, meeting people, talking to folks, taking video of all the different costumage that is rolling around there. It was a good time. I'm going to go again. In fact, next year, I'm going to see if I can't get a booth myself. Why the fuck not? I'll do the Vince in the Bay booth, and I'll just fucking broadcast from the whole convention. Anyway, I will have some video up on my new YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/Vince in the Bay. There's a couple of clips from WonderCon on there. There's a little two-minute clip of me hanging out at the booth of Help, I'm Alive. I had the guys from, some of the creators from Help, I'm Alive on my show last week. Was it last Tuesday? A week from today. Or it was last Tuesday. And it was a good time hanging out with them and just cruising around the whole venue in general. It was awesome. I felt like a kid again. It was great. I saw some old friends and made a lot of new ones. One of the things that stood out to me was this booth for a movie called Silver Circle. Silver Circle. I think the website is silvercirclemovie.com. Anyway, just Google Silver Circle movie. And shit, that's my alarm. Hear that? Oh, man, must be time for me to wake up. I'm not ready to wake up. I'm going to snooze. Snooze it. Oh, I got a tweet today from Andrew Fassler, one of the producers who was on the show. And I didn't even know. They had two booths set up. They had all these hot, first of all, they had all these hot chicks who were just amazing. Some of them were dressed up in, you know, gory attire. They had, you know, guts coming out of their brains and stuff and blood all over the place. But some of the chicks were just unadulterated. They were just, you know, all natural. That's how I prefer them. I don't need the makeup and the extra bells and whistles. Just give me the real thing. I like my women natural. Natural hands. No, none of this Lee press-on nail bullshit. I like natural fingernails. And don't even grow them out either, girls. Keep them well manicured, well trimmed, okay? Because the only thing grosser to me than these Lee press-on nail extension French tip garbage, the only thing worse, uglier than that, is somebody who's grown out their natural nails. That's gross to me. Like Jackie Joyner Kersee style. No, it wasn't Jackie Joyner Kersee. It was FloJo. It's Florence Griffin Joyner. Had those long. She had those long nails. Oh, those were extensions, though. I don't think those were her real nails. But if you go online, you can see these videos of like some 100-year-old man in India who's never cut his finger or toenails ever, and they're like, you know, his freaking middle finger. His middle, sorry folks, I'm getting a, that cough is not from the usual thing you think it's from. I'm starting to get a cold. Oh my God. I just hacked up the biggest phlegm ball of all time. Holy shit. Oh, my God. All right, I need to take a break. I'm going to go blow my nose, and I'll be back. I'm going to do one more album review. There's another record that came out by The Kills today. Pretty slow day for new releases, quite frankly. I've discontinued my new releases show, but I still will spotlight new music and review it. I'm just not going to dedicate the entire show to it. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. And I'm going to take a little break here and come back and talk about the new Kills record that came out today as well. And I'll probably blabber on a little bit more. And then take your calls at 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. It's Vince in the Bay.
I was so faithful, baby. I was the one that always stood up for you. So thankful, baby. I was the one that always ignored the truth. So grateful, baby, to be with the one that I thought loved me too. I wanna thank you, baby, 'cause you were the one that made me feel totally you. My intuition told me
Favorite town.
yeah, Lies, Baby, by Lyrics Born. Actually, it's called Lies Times 3. Lies, lies, lies. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm going to be here for, the next hour and a half or so, taking your calls in a bit. I have one more review I want to do of a record here. Let me find it. So I just did Capo by Jim Jones. And now I'm going to do, I'm going to do you. Now, I'm going to do a review now of The Kills and their new record, Blood Pressures. Here's the first track off of Blood Pressures. It's called Future Starts Slow. Yeah, that song starts slow, too. But that one's free, though. These guys, The Kills, they're doing what a lot of these bands are doing now when they release stuff on iTunes. They allow one track to be downloaded for free. And that's the free one, Future Starts Slow. Oh, shit, I gotta wake up. That's my alarm again. Hear it. Sorry, I gotta wake up. Ugh. I'm not gonna snooze anymore. I'm just gonna keep... So yeah, that was the first track, Future Starts Slow. Not bad, but a very slow track nonetheless. And track number two is Satellite. Yeah, very sludgy. I kind of like it. All right, that one, again, a kind of a slow-moving song, but I like it. So Satellite gets a thumb up for me, a thumb up the cornhole. Track number three is Heart is a Beating Drum. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I never really got into The Kills. I didn't realize they were like this, kind of indie rockish. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Well, I don't know. When I see the name The Kills, I think of The Killers, who are not indie rock at all. And I have to admit, The Killers are a guilty pleasure of your good friend, Vincent the Bay. Oh, man, my nose is running like a motherfucker. I got to blow my nose again. Okay, let's go on to track number four here. I like that one, by the way. Heart is a Beating Drum. So far, I like all three of these tracks. So they're 3 for 3 so far. Good for them. I've been doing these music reviews for a couple of weeks now, and I don't know. I can't think of any band that's started a record off 3 for 3 for me. All right, I'm going to go blow my nose, and you listen to a little clip from track number four, Nail in My Coffin. Okay, that was pretty good. Sure, I'll give them 4 for 4 now. Once again, we are listening to The Kills. Their new record, Blood Pressures, came out today. And Vincent the Bay is here reviewing it for you. So that was number four, Nail in My Coffin. Here's number five, Wild Charms. Nope. All right, we've found a dud. So I guess it's two singers in this band, a guy and a chick. Is this one of those bands where it's two, where like a guy and his girlfriend got together and said, hey, we're going to start a band together? Oh, man. Whatever. Let's stick to the music. Let's not worry about what's going on behind the scenes. What was that, Wild Charms? Yeah, that sucked. All right, track number six, DNA. I think I'm gravitating more towards the songs that the chick sings. I wasn't feeling that one either. All right, here's track seven, Baby Says.
Blah, 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 blah.
Track number eight is The Last Goodbye. Yeah, okay. Not bad. That's a good mellow one. Track number nine is Damned If She Do. That's all right. I'll give him that one. Yeah, we're almost done here, kids. Track 10 is You Don't Own the Road. Yeah, I like that. That was pretty rockin'. Yeah, see, if they just stick to the chick singing, I think they're good. Really, seriously, just stick with the chick singer, and I think you'll be golden. Final track is track 11. It's called Pots and Pans. Very brooding. I like it. It's good. It's cool. Good. So I guess overall I'd have to give The Kills a thumbs up. I liked it. And this is probably the track I liked the best off that record. It's, which, You Don't Own the Road. That's the one I liked. Off of Blood Pressures. This is the new one from The Kills right here on Blog Talk Radio. And Disorderly Conduct with yours truly, Vincent the Bay. Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct. Oh, yeah. If you want to join me, call in now, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay, and vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like my hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass. For ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vince and the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
on
one hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What to do with you, Vince?
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just tuning into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a form. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma give the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain, and now I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA trying to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I got
99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Hit me.
Hello. Hello, 111, yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah, hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or, because I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And, can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bong hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
No.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you maybe if you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon.
I'd say
she's
that
Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Once
you know my man's
man
on L.
You
don't know my man's on L.
My
man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's all real. Oh, no. Sonny, what you son of a bitch?
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You got to try harder. It's your boy. In the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
We'll be right back.
shit. That was some fucking noise, wasn't it? Hey, it's Vince of the Bay. I'm on my phone now, as you might have noticed. My Skype connection just took a big crap on me. So here I am. And why don't I just take a minute here to say howdy to everybody in the chat room. Appreciate it. Dick Burns presents Frank Gabaldo, Goofy Bone, Matilda Blankets, and Patty Come Home to the program. Oh, hey, wait a second. The way that I read that with Dick Burns at the front, it kind of sounds like a lineup for, like, I don't know, fucking show. Dick Burns presents live at the Apollo, Frank Gabaldo with special guests Goofy Bone, Matilda Blankets, and Patty Come Home. Sunday at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. It's Dick Burns presents Frank Gabaldo. Frank Gabaldo will be spewing out random information pertaining to Debbie Daly. So, check it out. The Apollo Theater, Dick Burns presents. All right, I hope you assholes can hear me. I'm going to try to get my Skype fired back up. And speaking of Dick Burns, Dick, you said you're into, like, hardcore and stuff. And I'm not so much of a hardcore fanatic, although I do have this, I don't know if you've heard of this band out of New York called Dub Trio, but they basically think of, they're kind of like the Bad Brains, but minus vocals. And what they do is they kind of take, they'll take, you know how Bad Brains, you said they'll do, Bad Brains would do like a punk song, a punk hardcore song, and then they'd do a, they'd mix it up, they'd do a couple punk songs, and then they'd all of a sudden do a reggae song. And what Dub Trio does is they do both, they bring those, both of those elements together within one song, minus vocals. Check it out, Dub Trio. We'll be right back.
shit. Hey, it's Vincent the Bay. I'm back. Do I sound okay now? My scalp is fucked up too. Everything's fucked up. Oh man, I'm fighting this cold and it's really bringing me down, kids. Give me a call. Cheer me up. Let's talk about something. What's happening with the kids these days? Vincent the Bay cares. He wants to find out. Reach out. All right, fine. Carlito from Mexico would like a roll call, so very well then. I didn't have time on Sunday to get to a roll call. I appreciate the love, of course. So I'm trying to make it up to you now. Stuart KFC says, Vince, you sound like a greasy chicken wing. Thanks, because that's about what I feel like right now. I kind of feel like a greasy chicken wing. And I don't mean I feel like one as in I'm hungry for one. I mean I literally feel like a greasy chicken wing. But it's got to, actually, if you saw me though, I look more like a chicken breast. I got these breastuses. All right, roll call. Carly, some roll call music or something, right? Oh, boy. Roll call music. What the fuck is roll call music going to sound like? It's going to sound like this. All right, kids, it's time for roll call. I do sound like a giant phlegm. I do. I probably sound like that, Matilda, because I have a gigantoid phlegm ball percolating in my throat right now. And before I eject that, I'd like to say hello to my friends in the chitty chit 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 chat room. I'm talking about you, Carlito from Mexico. I'm talking about you, Dick Burns Presents. I'm talking about you, Frank Gibaldo. And you, Goofy Bone. And you, Kishu Zakova. Kishu Zakova. Matilda Blankets. Patty Come Home and Stuart KFC. Stuart KFC, are you a big fan of Buckethead by any chance? I love Buckethead. Whenever I hear KFC, I don't think of chicken. I think of Buckethead. And I'm just going to keep playing tunes because I'm sick. And nobody's calling me. So I'm going to pull a Deb Daly. And I'm just going to play music until somebody calls me. And in the meantime, since I was so excited about talking about Buckethead, I'm going to play some Buckethead. Join me, won't you? Got an hour to go here. Plenty of time. Call in 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay.
I can't never stop working hard. Each day I feel I have to improve. Hard work, determination. I've got to keep pushing myself.
Thank you. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back with you. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667. It looks like somebody is taking me up on. Let me take care of this feedback party first. There we go. I have a call now. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hello.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you move closer to the actual handset? It's hard to tell what you're saying. Who am I? I'm Vincent the Bay. Who are you?
Yeah. Are you Bob?
No, I'm Vincent the Bay.
You're my brother.
Vincent the Bay.
Everything's all right?
Everything's great. How are you?
Everything's all right.
Yeah, except for, I don't know.
The Libyans!
The Libyans. You can't hear what that says, actually. The Libyans, this whole Libyan situation is going on. Although, if you were to ask my good friend Jay Mackin, he would say the Labians. The Labians. The Labians. The Labians. Yeah. Okay, so what's on your mind tonight, dude? What's up?
Are you in trouble, son?
Am I in trouble? No, I'm sick. I'm nursing a little cold and a little bug.
Are you back home?
Am I back home? I am home right now. Yes, I'm home. I'm home, yes. Why? Why? Yeah, why? Hello? I'm in the home studio.
Can you come a little louder, please?
I'm sorry, you'll have to say, sorry, what?
Can you speak a little louder, please?
I'm sorry, I don't speak Korean. Yeah, I have no idea what this guy's talking about. Can I get a translation, please?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Oh, why didn't he just come out and say that then? Right, so what else is going on? What else is going on, dude? Hello? Can I help you? Hello. I'm sorry?
This is Saturday, isn't it?
It's not Saturday. It's Tuesday, bro.
No, it's not Sunday.
Oh, brother. I'm too sick to deal with this. Seriously. Like, if you're going to troll me, do something good. Do something I can play with. I can't play with that. I can't do anything with that. You're giving me nothing.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck this. It's time to take matters into my own hands. I'm going to have to take a smoke break. But I'm going to try this guy one more time before I take a smoke break. All right, dude. One more time. Let's try this again. What's on your mind, dude? And?
Yeah.
Double G.
No, go. nigga burn his shit up. DPGC, my nigga turn that shit up. BPTLBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thugs, niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slipped my hoe with 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving the stress.
I have two solutions for fixing the economy. Two solutions. We don't have to do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion, and that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost $1 that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get 5 of these. We have to get 5 because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. We have the DVDs and Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basement. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man. I'm not getting any of that shit. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't get down like that.
But I do, and I just did. It's Vince in the Bay, back here with you. 45 more minutes to go. 45 more minutes to take your calls. 347-826-7667. I do have a caller on the line, but their hand is not up. I don't know if people are aware of this, but if you want to call in and talk, you press 1 and they know what to do. All right, 212, you're on the air. What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you? Who are you?
Oh, Kev Santana. How are you doing?
Who?
Kev Santana.
Ted Santana?
Kevin Santana. Did you get my CD?
Carlos Santana.
No, Kevin Santana. Did you get the CD I sent you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Where did you send it to exactly?
I sent it to your commanding officer. You are post. It might have to take 4 days.
Okay, well, I haven't got it yet then, because I don't have... I haven't.
In the meantime, I'm going to have you on Lexington Avenue studying the football.
Who uses CDs anymore?
Excuse me. Listen, this is insubordination.
You are
stand down.
The CD industry alive.
Excuse me. You better stand down. You know you're speaking too.
Yeah.
That's it, Tanner.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. So, have you got any hot chicks for me?
Hot chicks? I think we have Matilda Blankets in the chat.
Some hot chicks for me. You got any?
I got Matilda Blankets and Patty Come Home and Stuart KFC. They're all hot. They got
big. Is your wife hot? I like married women.
Yeah. No, I don't have a wife, but if I did, she would be. She probably wouldn't be hot.
Who are you?
No.
What are you, gay?
Am I gay? No, I'm not gay.
Do you like women? Do you like dick?
I love women. If I don't know, you're obviously a new caller. I enjoy the company of women very much. Thank you.
Are you sure? Everything all right?
Everything's great. How's everything with you?
Are you sure? I'm okay.
Well, I am nursing a cold tonight.
I'm
kind of congested.
Oh, Vince, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have called when you felt better.
No problem. No, it's good that you're here because it's better that I have somebody to talk to, and that means I talk, you know, hopefully half as much.
Vince, if it means anything, I'm going to recheck the city. I don't feel right taking 2 days from you.
Yeah, you should just overnight it. FedEx it, dude.
No, I don't think you deserve it. You know, the people down at the borough were forcing my hand. Hey, Vince, is your picture up on the wall? Did you serve?
All right, let's take another call, shall we? I have a 111 on hold. What's up? You're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Carl.
Hi, it's me, Carl. Yeah, you knew.
Yeah,
time.
That's my friend.
What happened? You okay?
Carl, take the phone out of your anus and put it up to your head and talk to me, okay? I can't tell what the fuck you're saying.
Well, you, excuse me, watch your language, please. You actually put the phone in my ear, so I'm trying to take it out. I'm trying to I just can't get it out. Damn you, Vince.
Anyways, what else is on your mind, dude? I can hear you a little bit better. That's good. It's protruding slightly out of your ass,
yeah.
so I can hear you better now. What else is going on, dude?
No, there's a raccoon went in the garbage and pulled out all the used condoms that we had, that we were saving. He pulled them all out. He's eating them, Vince.
I wasn't saving any used condoms. I don't know who the fuck you're talking about, dude.
He's going to have our baby.
All right, let's take another call here. Another 111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, it's Mr. Miyagi. Are you okay?
Mr. Miyagi. No, I'm doing great, dude.
Okay? You know,
how's everything in Japan right now, Mr. Miyagi? We haven't had an update in a long time.
Very good. Just the water, a little radioactive. It's okay. You could drink the water, eat the fish. Hey, everything okay with you? Fun. Vince, you okay?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? Are you good? You got enough money? Are you happy? You got a roof over your head? You got enough to eat?
Vince. When the tsunami came, it took away my house and my wife, Petunia. But this is okay. Now I have a new girl. Her name is Tiki Iki. Very nice, very nice. Are you okay? Everything all right with you, Vince?
Actually, now that when I think about it, no, things aren't okay.
No.
I want a lady. Can you get me a lady?
Oh, I have a big sumo wrestler lady. You like big lady?
I love big ladies, sure, yeah.
Oh,
I, you know,
very good.
A little extra cushion for the pushing.
Hi, yes, hi. What do you want?
All right, let's take another call. Another 111. Surprise, surprise. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's me, Vinny Murphy.
Vinny Murphy?
Yeah. Miguel's brother.
Oh, right. Yeah, Vinny, what's up, dude? What's on your mind tonight, bro?
What's going on, man? No, my brother Miguel's not home, so he told me to give you a call.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well... tell Migs that things are cool, things are chill, we're on the up and up, it's all good. It's all good.
No,
and, oh, and tell him that favor, it's not needed now. It's not needed. We took care of it.
No.
It's all on the up and up, all right? I got to take calls, though. I'm busy here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's
this? Liza.
Hey, who's this?
Liza?
Balls
to you!
Well, balls to you too, sister. What's on your mind tonight? I guess that was it. All right. Well, if you want to join me, there's plenty of time. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go here to, let's take a call here from the 111, shall we? Go ahead, you're on the air.
What?
Hey, what's up, dude? What's on your mind tonight besides wanting to know what's up with me? Okay, I always have to preface this caller because sometimes I have new listeners. I know you people are shocked. Every once in a while, a new listener dials into a show and or tunes into a show. And I've lost my train of thought, so I'm going to just go to the next call. Oh, I was going to say, that guy, he's got Tourette's or something, folks. So he doesn't mean to be obnoxious. It's just like a nervous tic or something. I don't know. Let's see what's going on with him. All right, hey, what 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh,
is that me?
No, that's okay. Hey, yeah, that's you. What's up?
Yay. This is Kishu. I was in your chat, and my computer is dead. I want to know your favorite Smith song.
My favorite what?
Smith song.
Oh, my favorite Smith song. Oh, the one that goes... You know what I'm talking about?
It's got to be...
It's like the most popular thing that they play. You know
yeah, it was on... Yeah. and now I can't think of the name of the song. I feel like such a fail right now. You should play it. I tuned in and you were playing some decent music and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Oh,
and
cool.
I wasn't paying attention and I just heard the music, but it was good.
Oh, nice. What was the decent music I accidentally played? Because that rarely happens.
No, that's what I'm saying. I have no clue, like, what the name of it was or anything. I just, like, my computer was all frozen, but I could hear it, you know, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just keep playing music, and hopefully you'll keep liking it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But, yeah, I just had to call
meantime,
in and
we
say hi
figure out what this
and introduce
song.
Myself.
Nice. Well, I'm so stoked that you called in. It's great to have... first of all, a new caller. Believe me, on late night BTR, you get a lot of regulars, and I love the regulars. But it's nice to get a new, fresh voice. And you're welcome to become a regular if you so desire.
Yeah, I usually, I listen to some of the shows on Blog Talk Radio, and they're just ridiculous. And this doesn't seem as ridiculous, so. It's nice. It's refreshing.
I try to make it as ridiculous as possible. I don't know. I guess I failed
at
that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
too.
You know what I mean. Just like, it's just like, I don't know how to explain. Like Debbie Daly, for instance, you know. I mean, what
Who's
the fuck
that?
Is that all about?
I don't know.
Right? A crazy southern woman. Takes too many Xanax.
Dude, I fucking OD'd on Xanax almost.
To
the point where Xanax, well, apparently this happens to a lot of people. Xanax at a certain point just doesn't work.
Yeah, and you just take more, and then you forget that you're taking so many. You just take
more and
more.
And you fucking end up throwing up
deal.
In your fucking lap and not even realizing it.
Oh, well, it never happened to me, but...
Dude, stay away from that shit. Seriously, it's good, like, you know, to take
it,
to, you know, here and there to take the edge off, but if you rely on that shit, it's just, it's going to, first of all, cost you a lot, and second of all, it's going to just, it sort of dissipates... in potency the more you're on it and it's one of those drugs that really like I have a high tolerance though. First of all, I'm a huge individual. I'm over 700 pounds, so it takes a lot of Xanax for me
Are you kidding,
to OD.
Really?
No,
you're
I lied.
Trolling.
No, I'm 500. I lied.
Okay, okay. That's reasonable.
That's reasonable? All right, good.
You really OD'd on Xanax, though? I don't know anybody that's ever OD'd on Xanax.
I didn't OD. I just got to the point where it just didn't have any effect on me anymore.
Gotcha.
All right, I'm looking up the Smith's discography here. I can't even say the word. Discography.
I know what song you're talking about, and I feel like such a fail because I'm a huge Morrissey fan. Like, I followed Morrissey tours when he's in the U.S. Like, I mean, I'm a huge Morrissey fan, and I feel like the biggest fail ever right now because I can't think of the name of the song.
I've never seen the Smiths, but I have seen Johnny Marr play. I saw him play with Modest Mouse.
Yeah, I saw that too. Like, it was like 2006. And it was fun. But that night, apparently, somebody had, like, stolen his iPhone, and he was really bummed. But it was good times. I used to kind of work a little bit in the music industry. I worked for a sound engineer. I don't know if you've ever heard of Rap Sound. But,
no.
Yeah, anyways, well, I worked for him for a little while and did some tours with just, you know, no-name bands pretty much. But, yeah, it's fun. It's music is fun, and it's good, yeah. That song, it was on the soundtrack of The Craft, the Smiths
really?
Song that you're talking about. Yeah.
The one that we're thinking of?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go and look.
Why does it not have a...
Right
I'm looking
there,
at their... At their okay, discography. All right, let's see. Is it me? I thought it was on The Queen is Dead, but maybe it's not.
Let's see here.
You know what the best thing to do actually is? Just go to fucking iTunes and see what the most popular download song is. That's usually the winner. Let me see.
I don't even know if it would be there, though.
Oh, it's for sure in iTunes. You don't think they've sold out to iTunes yet? Are you kidding
well,
me?
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I just don't know if like,
now,
it would be the top downloaded song. You know what I mean? Possibly.
Yeah, that's it. How soon is now? That's it.
Yeah, how soon is now? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. I can't believe I forgot it.
I am human and I need to be loved. Except I don't give love to humans. Isn't he one of those people that, like, he doesn't... I know he's a vegan, and I know he only has sex with himself, apparently.
Yeah, apparently he's a virgin and he's celibate, but I don't know. He had a little like an affair with this guy apparently, but they said they never had sex, and I just feel like that's a load of shit.
Right on. Hey, if you think it's a load of shit and you're listening, give us a call 347-826-7667. Vince of the Bay. Here with Kishu. I love that name, Kishu. And I got it right the first time, right?
You did. But you didn't get my last name right. My last name is Baikova.
I don't give a shit about your last name. Let me take another call here, Kishu. Hang on. If you want to stick with me here, you're welcome to stay.
Sure. Thanks.
All right. Let me take another call here. Somebody waiting patiently. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? What's going on, man?
What's up, bro? Nothing, dude.
Hey,
I'm hanging out with a lady here.
Oh,
we're just
nice,
kicking
man.
It freestyle.
I'm hanging out here with a bucket of KFC, man. It's me, Stu.
Stu. Yeah, what's up, man? It's
yo,
good to
man,
have
this
you back.
Show is crazy, man. What's going on?
Nothing much, dude. I'm just hanging out here. I got Kishu with me.
Oh, the skin
Melinda
tastes good.
Is in the building. Wow, imagine that. Melinda has re-emerged. I appreciate Melinda joining in the chat. It's been a while, sister. You'll be happy to know that your good friend, the one angry Jew, is nowhere to be seen this evening.
Oh,
I hate that guy.
That guy sounds like he's got a problem. He drinks too much Kadem.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, but I think you're right.
Juice, man. There's Jew juice. It's good. Very good, man.
Jew juice?
It tastes good with KFC, though, man.
I can actually picture the box for that Jew juice right now.
No, it's purple, man. It's grape juice, and it's made out of 7 pounds of grapes in each bottle, man. It's good. It's good.
Huh. Sounds delicious.
This chicken is better. This chicken's better, man. You want a piece, Vince?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Like I said earlier, somebody in the chat said that I sounded like a piece of...
That was me, man.
That was you? Yeah.
Oh,
no, well,
you sound like
well,
my piece of chicken, man.
That was it was a humdinger of a one-liner, bro. Got me on that one.
Hold on, Vince. Hold on.
Yeah. I'll hold.
Thank you. Very nice.
Anyway, Vincent the Bay hanging out with Kishu. And we'd encourage all listeners to join. Can you believe that? Melinda, all I have to do is say her name, and then she just freaks out and leaves. Did I say anything inappropriate or something that would cause somebody to be offended and storm out of my chat room?
I didn't hear any offenses, you know.
Did you hear me say anything about Melinda that would, if you were Melinda, you'd be like, oh, my God.
I'm
not
in the chat right now, so I'm outside, but, I mean, I don't, yeah.
Well, you didn't miss anything. She just came into the chat room. Old friend of the show. She decided to show up, and I said her name on air, and she turned around and hightailed out of town. Whatever. Let's take more calls. Let's take a call now. Switching things up, we'll take a call from the 111.
Yes, hello, Vince. How are you today?
Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, the happy Jew.
Yes, how are you tonight?
Matilda, where's Matilda? Is Matilda in the chat? Good. Matilda asked me earlier who my favorite caller is in my show.
Yes.
And I was thinking about it long and hard, and the way that I know that I miss a caller or that a caller is good and I like them is if they don't call for like days and I worry about them and I worry that they're never going to call ever again.
Yes.
And that person after thinking about it, Matilda, that's the happy Jew. I think the happy Jew is my favorite caller. I think I just decided that on air right now. Happy Jew, you are my favorite caller.
Yes,
especially when you come, you know why? Because you're like a knight in shining armor. You come in and you're like Han Solo. You know, you clip Darth Vader's wing just enough for me to get a clean shot, and you're away, and we're away, fucking destroy the fucking empire, you know?
Yes, as I understand.
You're a great counterbalance to the Jew, is what I'm saying. The one angry Jew, when he calls in, and I'm getting all kinds of crap from him, you come in, and you're like a counterbalance.
I'm a very peaceful man. I'm very happy. I don't like the angry Jew. He gives us a very bad name, and he speaks a lot of shit. It's not very good for me.
Hey, Ghost, what do you think? What do you think of the happy Jew?
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage.
He still doesn't like you. It doesn't matter. He hates all Jews.
Vince, I don't care. I'm a very happy Jewish man, married a very long time, with a beautiful wife, and I want to speak to the angry Jew to see what shit is wrong with him. He's a very shitty man.
Okay,
can you get
fair
him
enough.
On the phone
fair
for
enough.
Me?
Fair enough. You know what? Let's forget about the fucking one angry Jew. I'm sorry I brought that asshole up. What's on your mind tonight, happy Jew? Let's talk about happy things. You're the happy Jew. I'm feeling sick. I'm feeling a little down, and I got to tell you, Kishu and the happy Jew are really uplifting my spirits. I'm feeling a lot better. I don't even feel sick right now.
Yes, she sounds like a very pretty woman, Vince.
Doesn't she? She sounds fucking hot. Yeah. She sounds like she knows what she's doing at the bed.
Maybe one day she will make a sexy diamond you face.
I can only pray for it, brother.
Yes, Vince, I want to see you get a sexy time. She sounds very pretty. Maybe she will give you a little bit. Maybe she knows that you're not circumcised or US. Tell her
that. Slow down, happy Jew. You're excited, all right? I think you just. I first of all, I don't understand Yiddish. Okay.
Yes.
So you gotta slow down. Slow down and speak English. Say that again.
Vince, what I want to see. Is maybe she wants to know about you. You are not talking to her. She wants to know whether you have...
I'm not talking to her because you're talking to me, you asshole. Let's take another call. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, Vince, how you doing?
Doing great, bro. Who are you and what's up?
Oh, Victor Montoya. I guess you know who I am.
Oh, yeah, Victor. What's up, dude?
Listen, I just got wind that some of your guys here are talking smack about my wife. I don't appreciate this. I'm hoping you will lay the smack down and ban some of these idiots, because I don't appreciate that. Anybody talking smack about my wife's going to get it.
Mm-hmm. All right, bro. Appreciate the call. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome because it is what it is, and that's real talk. I'm here with Kishu. I'm sorry. I fucked that up again. And, who else do we have here? I forgot. Somebody's on mute. 111, who are you? So it's so easy to keep up with these callers with all the 111s. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, it's Happy Juice still. Sorry, my bad. I muted you. I don't know what happened.
Did you hang up on me?
No, I didn't. You know what? I think I muted the other guy, and then he hung up, and then I thought you were still him. I don't know.
Oh,
I went away from the switchboard for a second. I came back. You were on, but unmuted for some reason.
Yes.
What's up?
No, I want to tell you that the Passover season is coming. The daffodils are coming up in my garden. This looks very pretty. And if you want some flowers, I can send to you, yes? Maybe...
I'd love some flowers. Yes, please,
yeah.
Flowers. Yeah, send. Oh, you know what? And while you're at it, send some to Kishu also.
No, I want to give to you so you can give to this Mrs. Kishu. She sounds very pretty.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I'm picking up what you're putting down there, Happy Jew. I like how you think, bro. I like how you roll.
Yes. Very good, Vince. Very good. I like you as a very happy man. The Kishu, very happy woman. You make very happy babies. Yes?
I would imagine if we made babies, they would be very happy, yes. I think, Happy Jew,
yes.
you're onto something there.
Yes, Vince. I want to tell you that I love you, sure, it's very good. And I want you to have a very good holiday season. And so I call back very soon, maybe a couple days, when I hear the angry Jew, and I call back to make him no more shitty man, make him happy Jew like myself.
Sounds like a deal, bro. Appreciate it.
Winning.
Next call, 111, you're on the air.
Vince.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Vic Montoya again. You're not policing the room. I still see chitter-chatter, my wife.
Oh, that's my bad. My intern's supposed to be on that. I apologize.
Player.
You know what, folks? This is full disclosure. People were commenting earlier about how impressed they were that I was chatting and broadcasting. I don't even see the chat. That's my intern takes care of all that. So, I mean, I tell him what to say. He'll say, oh, hey, dude, Matilda Blankets is talking about her boobs. And I'll tell him something. I'll tell her that I want to lick them. And then he'll write it in there. But I don't physically,
Vince,
I'm not
I
looking
think,
at him. Fucking...
He's mad at me.
Who's mad?
Because I said she was a crazy Southern woman on Xanax, but I mean that's just the vibe that I got from her. I don't have
a
problem
that?
With her.
Vince, who's that?
That would be
Kishu.
Kishu, you've been talking bad about my wife.
I mean, if you think that's bad, that's just my opinion.
Listen, I know my wife's a little nervy. She's on pins and needles. You got guys like this asshole right there, Frank Giobaldo. He's in your room, Vince. I would appreciate it if you ban him, because he's been hacking my wife's account, and I don't appreciate that.
All right. Hey, you know what? You know what your wife should do? She should bang Frank. And while she's at it, she should ban him from her chat room and not worry if he's over here. He's not doing anything in my chat room, bro. He isn't doing shit in my chat room. So I have no reason to kick him out.
But listen, out of a courtesy, you should do this.
Out of courtesy to what? Out of courtesy to me, you should be thanking me that he's over here and not over there fucking with your wife.
Listen, don't be pushing it, Vince, all right? You know what I do for a living.
Oh, I'll push it. I'll push it real good.
Listen, I got no time for your shit.
Okay, Vic, right, well, I think that you need to relax. It's the internet, Vic. The internet.
Yes. Oh, my God. Do I have to play my fucking 99 trolls problem? I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one. Dude, he should be thanking me that Frank Gabaldo is over here hanging out and not causing
shit.
That's
true. That's very true. And, I mean, you know, the more people talk about her, the more people are going to go to her show and actually hear her. So, I mean, any publicity
yeah, exactly.
should be good publicity, right? I mean, I think
any
it's ridiculous.
Any publicity is good publicity. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome, Vic. You're welcome. Tell Debbie I said you're welcome, too. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bang. I'm hanging out with Kishu. Kishu, what other kind of music are you into?
I guess like a post-punk, indie rock, stuff like that. My favorite bands are like Morrissey, The Smiths, New Order, Pet Shop Boys, stuff like that.
How about Big Audio Dynamite?
I've never heard them before.
You've heard of a band called The Clash, have you not?
Of course, of course.
Well, The Clash, after they broke up, the guys went off on their own, and one of the guys, Mick Jones, the guitarist, started started a band called Big Audio Dynamite, and this is a track called The Globe.
Break it on down. Yeah. Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Calls 347-826-7667. And speaking of wildflowers, I'm with the stunning Kishu tonight. She's hanging out with me here on Disorderly Conduct. Again, Kishu, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Cool. And educational, too, right? You found out about Big Audio Dynamite, although you probably heard that song
before.
Yeah, like that, huh?
No, I hadn't, and it was a really good song. I was really digging it.
Yeah, it kind of is evocative of, it's like a poppier version of The Clash.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely what it's
and it came,
like.
And it came during the whole 80s new wave thing, so yeah, it's good times. Some of the Clash purists don't like it, but whatever, I dig it. I saw them, I wasn't old enough to go see the Clash play when they were together, but I did see Big Audio Dynamite play at the Fillmore in San Francisco a long time ago, and they were fucking awesome. They were so fun, and he had this keyboard player who was like this, I don't know, he looked like some gay, like, German, you know, or, you know, sort of like Eastern European type of just Euro trash type of guy. But he was on.
I like that look, though.
Yeah, and he was playing this keyboard. you know, with the tight jeans back the 80s, late 80s
yeah.
tight jean look. Skinny jeans, I guess they're called these days. And he was just bouncing around. I swear to God, I can't imagine that he played one single note through the whole show because he was dancing behind the keyboard the entire time. And he had this flimsy little Casio keyboard that I don't think was even plugged in. And he was just fucking banging around and, like, you know, just wasn't even – he was flopping all over the keys, but he was having so much fun. And he was – it didn't matter. It was like he could have just been dancing. He didn't need the keyboard in front of him. He was vibing. He was doing it, you know.
How funny. I love the Fillmore. It's a great venue. I've seen a few shows there.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's probably my favorite indoor venue to see a concert.
Yeah, it's definitely one of mine as well.
All right, let's take some
it's
calls
been a long
here.
Time
I have
San Francisco though.
So, wait, are you from San Francisco or are you from California?
No, I live in Arizona.
Okay.
I live in Tucson, Arizona, but I spent some time in San Francisco.
Cool. Yeah, it's a great place. I enjoy it. I'm here. I'm taking calls. 347-826-7667. I got a call here on the 111. What's up?
Vince.
Yeah, who's that?
It's Vic again. I'm calling to apologize.
Oh, Vic. Come on, dude. I thought.
No, I'm calling to apologize, Vince. I'm sorry. You know, I just, you know, just lost it. I was out of line. I don't mean to ruin the relationship you have with my wife. You know, you guys have a good show-to-show host relationship, not me. I just, you know, I just blew it when I saw, you know, people talking this crap on your chat and you're not even addressing it. I'm sorry. I really apologize. I'm out of line. It is your show. I'm out of line.
Yeah, you're damn right you're out of line. Let's take another call. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Oh, Carl, what now?
Well, just before you come up, can you bring a napkin and a Ricola for me, please? My throat hurts.
All right, I don't have time for this garbage. I got a chick on the line with me. Why am I dealing with Carl? Sorry, Kishu. That's Carl, my cabana boy. He's basically my personal assistant, and he's supposed to run errands for me, but he ends up just lounging around complaining all day.
And he has a cold as well.
Yeah. I probably got it from you, Carl.
Hello,
why else would you want a Ricola?
Well, can you bring me my yarmulke, too? I'm so hungry.
Your yarmulke?
Yeah, because remember...
Isn't that the shit you put on your head? What? Wait.
Yeah, no, it makes me feel better. When we play, when we act out when you're the priest and I'm the Jewish rabbi. And we chase each other
first
around the house.
I don't think rabbis wear yarmulkes. I think the rabbis wear... Don't they wear like a big, like, fucking brimmed
the
thing?
The hat.
Yeah, the Ben Franklin, no, not the Ben Franklin,
yeah,
what's his name? Abraham Lincoln look, like that big top hat thing.
You got to get your presidents right. Jeez, what's wrong with you?
I know, I'm losing it. Hey, it happens to the best of us.
Wait, Vince, I got an idea. Maybe me and you could dress up as presidents and chase after each other. So we know who was president.
No, we did that last night. I'm not doing a repeat of that.
No, you were.
Let's try another call. 111, you're on the air. Hello, 111.
Hello? No, it's
yeah.
Vic. I'm just trying to listen in. I'm just listening in. I don't mean
You put your hand up, Vic. Your hand is raised.
I'm sorry. Just,
all right.
Just
well, you know what? You got to learn the etiquette here. Yeah, obviously, Debbie has not taught you how things work here on BTR. You dial in, you press 1, that makes me think that you want to talk.
I'm sorry, I didn't know, okay? You don't have to get snippy.
Oh, I'll get snippy if I want to get snippy, you fucking piece
of
garbage.
Yeah, you want to get snippy.
All right, I'm going to mute you, too, because I'm fucking tired of your shit. I'm tired of all this shit. You know,
Vic is a little out of control. That's a little ridiculous.
He needs to simmer down. Oh, my God. All right, we're almost done. Before we get out of here, Kishu, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Is there anything what?
Anything you'd like to plug? I mean that metaphorically.
I don't know.
What's coming up?
There's a vision in my head after you said that, so, you know, I can't really think straight anymore.
Oh, all right. I haven't been able to think straight all night.
But it's been fun. I'll definitely call in again. I'm not gonna lie, I usually just troll BTR because it's a bunch of dumbasses, but you're pretty cool and I like you. So I'll be calling in again.
Hey, and you know what? Don't be afraid to troll me too. I mean, it's cool. I'm totally down. It's really fun to kick it with you here on the air. You're really laid back and cool and easygoing and fun to hang with. But don't let that discourage you from trolling me. You can still get in a couple of troll calls.
Don't worry.
What's that?
I said, don't worry. I'm sure you'll get some.
All right.
Play some bad music one day or something.
Right on. All right, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
Vince, it's me, Carl again.
Yeah, Carl, what's up?
Can you bring the Swiffer upstairs? Because I have the cat hair.
I don't even know what that is. What is that? I don't know what that is.
It picks up like hair and stuff. Remember when we were using it? You were giving me a massage with it the other night?
No, I was not. No. I would never do that.
No.
That's gross.
Yes, you did. Remember you were shaving your pubes and we were trying to get them off the floor with the Swiffer?
Oh my God. I thought I was going to get somebody in real quick. I got somebody here that wants to join the conversation. Let me get some dialing music going here. Paul, some dialing music. Hey, Carl, tell everybody a story real quick while I call Frank Deluxe real quick.
Okay, I'm going to tell him. Yeah, Kishu, are you there?
I am here.
I was wondering, when you
cut up the pubes, did you save them?
Well, no. He likes
to make a mustache, you know?
He puts them under his arm. He's really weird. But one night we ran out of butt plugs. We used butt plugs, didn't we?
Nice.
He wanted, and you know what he substituted was lollipops as the butt plugs.
Mm-hmm. I bet that was tasty.
Hey, you want me
to? No, he started licking them.
Do you lick them?
No. Are you silly? Keisha, what are you wearing right now? What are you wearing?
What?
What are you wearing?
All right, that's enough, Carl.
Nothing.
Carl, Jesus.
I'm wearing nothing at all.
Oh, whoa. Are you really?
No.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm wearing a lot of dirt. Let me put it that way. Pit bull jumping all over me.
That's all right. I like it when you get dirty with me, sister. Let's bring on, I have my good friend joining me right now, Frank Deluxe. Is that you?
Yes, it is. How is everybody?
We're doing good, bro. We're actually getting ready to wind up the program for the live listeners. But for those of you who are not familiar, this is an old friend of the program, Frank Deluxe, Frankie D. What's on your mind tonight, Frankie D?
Just wanted to call in. It's been a crazy day. With 90 seconds to go, I really have nothing to say of value.
All right. I'm so glad you called in, though, bro, because there was some sort of reason why you had to contact me. Now, have you been drinking the radioactive water like me?
Well, I was drinking radioactive water before the tsunami and
okay. For those of you who are not familiar, Frank Deluxe is calling from Los Angeles, California, Southern California. I'm calling from San Francisco, California. So we're on the West Coast, and we've been hearing reports of the drinking water getting like something like, I don't know, over 180 times the normal amount of radiation, which the normal amount of radiation is zero. And I don't know if you know math, but if you times 180 times zero, what do you get?
Zero.
Exactly. Hey, everybody listening live, we're gonna sign off here. Thanks, Carlito from Mexico. Dick Burns presents Frank Abaldo, Kishu, Matilda Blankets, Patty Come Home, and Stuart KFC. You guys were brilliant tonight. Thanks for bringing it. You're welcome back anytime, any place, anywhere. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, and youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And we did get one caller that got in at the buzzer, so let's see who this is. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Oh, Carl, what?
Are you coming up?
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute, all right? I'm just going to wrap up the show, okay?
Thanks so much. And just bring me up a cup of radiation water, please.
Whatever, dude. So, Frankie D, what else is on your mind, dude, since I have you here?
Man, just can't wait till you come to visit me again here in northern Mexico. It's always, you know, fun and sunny.
Right on. Well, I'll be down there soon, dude. I have family down there that I need to see. My newly born nephew is down there, and I haven't seen him in like 2 months. It's the closest thing I have to a son, so I have to go check him out on a regular basis. So next time I'm down there, which hopefully will be soon, I'm going to hit you up, and we'll get an exclusive with you for the show or something.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
So who all is on the show? Who's all still here with us?
It's just you, me, and Kishu.
Hi, friends. I'm a new caller here.
Yeah, Kishu's new to the show. She called in tonight. I think she was part of the crew that got bumped from Debbie Daly's show tonight. And Debbie Daly's loss was my game. Like all these dudes got banned from her chat room, so they came over here. So I encourage Debbie Daly to continue to ban these kids from her chat room and all their hate. And thanks again to Vic for showing up and trying to save some face. I appreciate that. I respect that. You know, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent DeBay. And we're going to get out of here now. I'm sick. I need to go to bed. But thanks again, Kishu, for joining me. And I have a song here. And also, thank you, Frankie D, for, you know, better late than never, dude. You got in at the buzzer, so.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Yeah, no problem. All right, and I'm going to say goodbye with a song from The Smiths.
Yay!
Yeah, the song we were talking about. I was able to download it, and here it is.
Very nice.
I'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry.
Bye.